So, almost over 2016, and a lot of people are pretty glad to get it over with. It's been a rough year, don't you think? A lot of you agree? And it's been one of those strange years. I think we've had so many things go wrong, and so many people are struggling with the whole concept of the changes that are taking place in our world. And even I at times feel that, and I get depressed about it. I get a little weak in my faith about all the things I see. It starts to feel like the darkness in the world seems to be overcoming the light, and the light seems to be getting dimmer and dimmer. It's like a candle in your heart that's glowing, but as these things happen, as these terrible tragedies happen around the world, you know, it's like a little bit of the light seems to get a little dimmer, and you start to wonder if you can keep shining, because no matter what you do, it seems like we see more darkness. And think about some of the things we've had. It's almost like how many of you know what a tenebrae service is? Raise your hand. Okay, let me explain it then, since it's a very different amount of people. Tenebrae is usually celebrated around Easter, before Easter takes place, and sometimes it's used, one of the ways I've seen it used is you have seven candles that each time we read the words of Christ from the cross, the seven different things he says, we put one of those lights out till by the end of the service, usually like on Good Friday or maybe on Monday, Thursday, we've extinguished all the candles. We're left in complete darkness. And it feels at times like that's what's going on in the world. Like every time we've lost someone who is a light in our world and shined bright and they passed away, it was like a light got snuffed out, a candle was snuffed out. They started off the year, we lost a couple of people, like David Bowie was a light for a lot of people, and it's like that talent and that visionary is gone. But there were so many others, you know, if you were, any of you watched 2020 last night and see all the people they went through? Just a couple of people, okay. Sounds like Netflix is winning out. Anyway, so 2020, they went through the list. I wrote down a few of them that I had looked up even before the show was on. And I thought about all these lights, Muhammad Ali, you know, he was like a light. That candle was snuffed. Pat Summitt from the University of Tennessee, who was the women's basketball coach for so long there and inspired so many of those young girls to aspire to just not only play great in basketball, but to be something in life, had that terrible illness of Alzheimer's take her away the last several years, and she passed this year. Prince, a lot of you recall, you know, another guy who pretty much everything he did just was done so well. His light was snuffed out. Alan Rickman, an actor, played Severus Snape, Professor Snape in the Harry Potter movies, but a whole lot of other things that he did, Love Actually and several other movies that if you know him, you know, a bright spot, someone that made a difference in a lot of other actors' lives who reached out and helped a lot of people. One that I saw that wasn't talked about last night, Dave Mira. Anybody know who Dave Mira is? I see a couple heads going. He was one of those extreme sports on the bicycle. He had was part of the original guys of all that extreme sports stuff. He killed himself at the age of 41 because of all the concussions he had suffered. He had developed that illness, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, brain disease because of all those concussions. And we've seen it happening with football players and others whose sports and other activities have them pounding or hitting their heads so often that this understanding now of what is happening to the brain is being studied even more. We lost women who were looked up to as mothers of mothers of our country, like Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch, the mom on the Brady Bunch, and Doris Roberts, the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond, the grandmother as well on that show. Patty Duke, I remember watching her show when I was a kid. And there were people that had survived some of the most terrible tragedies in our world, like Elie Wiesel. He was, that's how I pronounce it, he was a concentration camp survivor. And he wrote books like Night and other things, shared that experience in different ways with us. Gary Marshall, who created shows that we laughed at, we saw ourselves in, and you know, basically to help define who we were as a people. Shows like Happy Days, and what was the Odd Couple, and all those spin-offs from the Happy Days, the thing. You know, he was a guy who made us laugh. Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka, Young Frankenstein. Arnold Palmer, who as I, sometimes we don't know about these people that much until after they pass and we realize how many lives they touched and what he did as an author. I mean, these are just some of the people that were candles, who were shining their lights and then the light got snuffed out. There's also been, and I had others on here, but I'll save that. You can look it up if you want. But then there's the events that took place in our world. Right as we started this year, North Korea successfully tested an H-bomb. That's kind of scary. That's one of those things that threatens to put out all the lights, all the candle flames. The Zika virus that came into the United States in the beginning of this year had us all worried and scared. And then, of course, we've seen over and over again all these tragedies where we are killing each other, where human beings are killing other human beings, fighting over ideology and land and just things that don't really shouldn't matter in the long run if we could leave each other and live in peace. I mean, we've seen it happen in Nice, France, Berlin, Germany, in our own country, San Bernardino and Orlando. And then we're watching what's happening in Syria and all the innocent lives being just used up, snuffed out. And this kind of thing can start to make you feel like, what's the point of all of this? Why are we here? What's the point of us fighting day after day to try to make life better for people when the darkness keeps coming in and snuffing out the candles? And a year ago when I brought this up, when I was feeling all of that, experiencing all of this negativity that was just permeating the world, and I mentioned it to a friend and I just said, what are we supposed to do about that? His answer to me was, light more candles. That's what we're called to do. Light more candles. And we can do that. We can look at the story of Matthew. Jesus' birth caused a lot of candles to go out. Matthew tells us that story, that when Jesus was born, and that star led Magi to Bethlehem, they first stopped to see King Herod, because it was customary when you enter another kingdom to see the king. And King Herod was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. Let me know when you find him. And when they found him, they got warned in a dream, go some other way home. Don't go back to Herod and tell him where he is. And Herod got mad because he knew what he really wanted to do was he wanted to get this king and kill him. We can't have another king. I'm the king. And so Herod sent soldiers into Bethlehem where they were ordered to kill every 2-year-old boy and younger because that was the time frame of when Jesus had been born. Jesus' birth brought about the death of many young children. Why does Matthew let us know that this happened? It's because sometimes candles get put out, but we are called to keep lighting more candles. We're not to give up, not to lose heart, not to give up and lose faith in all of this, but keep on lighting candles. Keep on spreading the light, because the darkness has no power unless the light refuses to shine. It's not the darkness that really snuffs out the candle. Isaiah said it early on when when it was time for Jesus to come, or when he knew that God had a plan and he had to get the people ready. He said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We who've been in the darkness, we who know what the darkness is like, we who have experienced the darkness trying to take us over, know that God has said to us, I have shown you a bright light. And it's shining there right now in our manger scene as a reminder. The bright light of Christ coming into the world to begin to light the rest of the world up. To bring hope through that flame. And as John the gospel writer looked at this story of Jesus, as he was pondering it, as he wrote it down many decades after Jesus, he sat down and he looked and he said, what does it all mean? It's that what came into existence was light. And that light was the life for men and women. And it shows us how to live. And he calls us. As that light was lit, we are called to receive the light from Christ and share it with the world. That light, we keep lighting up. Now you're saying, well, how do we do that? What can we do to change that? Let me share with you a couple of stories that just happened, some of them just this week, of people who lit another candle, who did something that lit the candle for somebody else and kept the light going. Some of these stories you may have heard yourself. First one I saw happened on a flight where a woman got to her seat. She had a little five-month-old baby, and she sat down in her seat. She was exhausted, and she's trying to feed the baby, but she's trying to get her stuff settled, and she's exhausted. And the man sitting next to her said, look, why don't, if you don't mind, I'll hold your child and feed him while you get your stuff together. So a little hesitantly, but she passed over her child. He held it and was feeding it while she got her stuff together. And then out of exhaustion, she passed out. She just went to sleep. And he kept feeding that baby. And when she woke up, there he was with the baby, fed and happy and got it all sleeping, you know, patting it on the back. He lit a candle. He lit a light in that woman's life who was struggling, letting her know that there are good people in the world. That's one way you can light the flame in this world. You can keep the darkness from winning. Another was a story I saw. I had left as this happened to somebody, sort of was going on here, it sort of ties in. In Wisconsin, this police officer had to pull over this young guy who was speeding. And when he looked in on what this guy was up, the guy explained, I have to get to a presentation that I'm supposed to make. I'm running behind my friend. I was running, speeding over to my friend's because I have to get this tie on and I don't know how to tie it. Sound familiar to anybody in here? So the police officer said, here, give me your tie. And he put it around himself. He got it tied. He opened it up, put it over. The guy got it on, put his tie on. And he said, I'm not going to give you a ticket. Just slow down, okay? That police officer lit a candle in that young man's life. You know, just think about the power of what that moment can do, how it will change and affect a person the rest of their life. I've seen some stories of store St. Nicholas's who have been trained how to deal with a kid with autism. Or a child that's deaf, how to say some, learn things in sign language to speak. I mean, these are guys who don't put those costumes on just to hear stories, but they're making connections. They take it seriously. It's an important job. And they do it to make connections with kids, to light a candle in these children's lives. And you know, it affects the parents a lot too. When they see someone has taken time to be able to reach out and understand their child when so many don't. These St. Nicks are lighting candles all around the world. There's another one that made me laugh. Was this guy, this white man, had gone into Africa where he was in a village with a bunch of African children that came running to see him because they'd never seen someone like him before. He was white with blondish hair and had something that I have. He had hairy arms, which they never saw before because over there they don't have hair on their arms. They don't have hair on their bodies. I would really think about that. But these kids were like, wow, and they're rubbing his hair on his arms, and he's letting them, and he said, here, check out my beard, and they started rubbing the beard, because people don't have beards there, and then their hair, and they were like rubbing the hair. And these kids, what they were showing is, hey, we're not afraid of somebody who looks different than us. We want to find out who you are. We want to touch you and experience what makes you different, and are you really all that different? Maybe we should learn from those kids not to be afraid of people who look a little different than us. I think there was a two-way street there where both of them, the kids and this man, lit candles in each other's hearts. See, there's so many ways we can change the world. So many ways we can keep the darkness from having power by lighting candles like this. And that's what this means tonight. That's what Jesus means for us when we look at the world that we live in. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, there's a lot of negative things happening. But it doesn't have to stay that way because you and I have been given a light, a candle to spread the flame. One last story. On Tuesday, and you might have seen this story, it got on the news, I saw it too after I had seen it. On Tuesday, it was the fourth anniversary for a young woman named, I forgot her first name, Deja, like deja vu, Deja Hall. It was her fourth anniversary of being clean from heroin and meth. She's only 26 right now, but she's been 4 years clean. While she was hooked on the meth and the heroin and couldn't get out, she explained that she caused a lot of hurt in a lot of people. She did a lot of things that she's not proud of. On December 4th, 2012, she was arrested. And there's a picture her sister posted showing what she looked like then. Pretty sad. Deja says that that's the day when she was arrested that she gave her life over to Christ. She said to God, I can't do it anymore by myself. I need help. And that began a journey for her in which she got herself clean, got herself straight. She went back to college. She has an 18-month-old child that she adores. I think it's a son. She has almost finished her BA degree, her bachelor's degree. And her goal is to become a minister, to go into prisons where people like her are trapped in addictions and trapped in all kinds of addictions that don't always have to be drugs, that can land you in prison. And she wants to minister to them. Isaiah said about Jesus, long before he would know Jesus, but he said about God's servant that a bruised reed he won't break, and a dim flame, he won't put it out. Deja represents, like so many of these others, people whose flames are dimming. And yet God wouldn't put the light out. He would give you the opportunity to say, help me, relight my flame, bring it to strength so that I can change the world, so I can make it a little bit better, so that I can push the darkness back away from people that I care about and away from me. And that's what's happened for her. She took the light that Christ gave her, that was almost put out, that was near the end because of the evictions, and she got it relit. Come on. Once that was lit, she said, God, let me light others. Let me light the candles of others that are going out. You and I are called to do the same thing. So as you receive this light from Christ that's coming from this candle, as we go through this tonight and celebrate what God has done for us, let's not forget that this is not just to make it beautiful in the sanctuary when we sing, but to remind us that no matter how dark it gets, this single candle cannot be put out by the darkness, because it's the light of Christ in your heart. Will those come forward and let's share the light?